we're the Denver Broncos cheerleaders, and you're listening to Sports Crunch with DeGrom.
Back here at the 2024 Reese's Super Bowl, this is Sports Crunch with DeGrom. I'm your host, David Cromwell. We are joined by Joe Person, who covers the Carolina Panthers for The Athletic. And Joe, a couple weeks ago on my show, my partner Hal and I were ranking the head coaching vacancies, and we thought that the Panthers were the least desirable attraction by far. But we thought they hit a home run by hiring Bucs offensive coordinator Dave Canales as their new head coach. What are your thoughts on that hire?
Yeah, it's well, certainly I agree that they were the least desirable job. Canales, here's the only thing that would give me pause is there are all these openings around the league this year, eight of them, and he didn't get any other interviews, including Seattle, which where you know he spent 13 years before that one season in Tampa Bay. So either Carolina was ahead of the curve and bought, you know, hired him a year before maybe his star was really going to shine, or they got a guy that was undesirable for a reason. But we'll see. It's a lot of energy. You know that he has that history with kind of turning quarterbacks around. He needs to do that with Bryce.
Most definitely. And his first order of business is to assemble a staff. And part of that is the future at defensive coordinator. He wants to retain defensive coordinator Aji Rivera, who's one of the most well-respected defensive coordinators in the National Football League, but it is unsure whether Aji Rivera wants to be back. What are you hearing on that situation?
Yeah, it's a great question. Ajiro does not want to be back. I think his preference would be to go somewhere else where his head coaching prospects are still strong. I think, look, Frank Reich hired Ajiro Rivera. So, Frank Reich has been gone since November. This team went 2-15. He doesn't know Dave Canales. And so I think his concern and his team's, his representative's concern are that, you know, these windows to get these head coaching jobs, as you know, they can shrink and shut pretty quickly. Avera wants to keep his open. He thinks maybe going to like a Green Bay or the Rams would be a much better deal for him individually.
Absolutely. And from watching Bryce Young this year, I'm sure you'd agree that it was impossible to get a clean evaluation because he was set up to fail with wide receivers that couldn't separate and an offensive line that couldn't pass protect to save their lives. Unfortunately, the Panthers don't have their first round pick because of that trade. They don't pick until the 33rd overall pick. So if you're at 33, would you be surprised if they went with a tackle over a wide receiver there?
I think it's pretty wide open. Yeah, I think they need both. I could even see him taking a corner because sometimes that's a good spot for a corner at the top of the second round. But they need a lot. This is not going to be a quick fix for Dave Canales. This is going to take some time. I think that's part of the reason they gave him 6 years. Now, 6 years, Dave Tepper's fired three coaches in 6 years. But, I don't know. I kind of like the idea of a receiver there and signing a receiver in free agency.
Yes, and speaking of free agency, the Panthers have one of their best players, if not the best player on their team, in Brian Bird, slated to become a free agent. Do you anticipate them using the franchise tag on him?
I do, and I think they're going to have some real long conversations, I think, about possibly tagging and trading him. Because this is Scott Fitter, one of the real knocks on him, at least from my point of view, they passed up a hell of an offer from the Rams in 2022 at the deadline. Two first and then a second day pick. So either a second or a third. And they turned it down. They, as you said, I mean, he is a good player. He was their best defensive player for a couple years. This year, Derek Brown, I think, surpassed him in that regard. But this is a team that needs draft capital. Brian Burns has the ability to bring himself.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. And speaking of the Panthers GM job, they promoted internally assistant GM Dan Morgan to the full-time GM job. What do you think he brings to the table that was lacking under Scott Fitter?
Well, you know, continuity. But there again, this is a guy that didn't interview anywhere else with all these GM openings. Dan Morgan did not get an interview. So, you know, he's got to show that he can be his own man. He was Scott Fitter's number two. I like Dan Morgan. He's a very likable guy. If you ask people around the league, he's well respected, but he's never had this job before. So we'll see. It's going to be a very important offseason.
Indeed. And last but not least, the Chiefs are done with, the Panthers are done with front office hires as they are targeting Chiefs Executive Vice President of Football Operations, Brant Tillis, for a role in their front office. Do you think that's all but a done deal? And if so, what will Brant Tillis' role in the organization be?
Yeah, it's done. It's just because this Chiefs season has gone on so long, he's had to kind of stick with them. He's going to serve an important role. Namely, hopefully, serve as like a buffer between David Tepper, who has a tendency to meddle, and the football side of the operation. Brant Tillis knows David Tepper. They were together. Tillis interviewed 3 years ago before Fitterer got the job. He has stayed on Dave Tepper's radar screen, and maybe he's a guy that can convince Dave Tepper not to be so hands-on in the football operations.
And Panthers fans are definitely hoping that's the case. Joe Person, Panthers beat reporter for The Athletic, thank you for joining us, my man.
Absolutely, buddy.